Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Okay. Hello, hello. Check, check. We're good. Hello.
All right. Hello and welcome
to this fun and exciting episode of Off Script.
So exciting.
We are here at the Kent Nerd Party, so we're outside.
Yes.
So with you're going to hear
music,
and, music and birds. I can hear birds chirping in my headphone right now. Hello, birds. Welcome to Off Script.
I'm Allie.
I'm Bree.
And I'm so excited.
I know. It's a fun one.
It's not officially open yet. We still have 7 minutes, but we've already had so many people come by.
Yeah. Talk to us. Chat to us.
Yes.
Love the idea of our podcast.
Yes. We're going to have live videos going throughout.
Yeah.
You'll be able
I'm so sorry, Sierra. Oh, my God. Shout out to Sierra for joining us for the first one.
Yeah.
Sorry it was cut short. I just realized I had to help Allie.
We had a future listener.
Yeah. It's been fun.
Yeah.
It's funny because we already knew this, but, like, people are very passionate about this conversation. Mm-hmm.
We're a podcast, and we read the book and then watch the movie, or vice versa, mm-hmm. and we compare the two.
Yes, we do.
So I usually take over the explaining the plot and
story of the book.
Story of the book, and then Bree tackles the
movie. I try, because goodness, could you imagine if you explained the plot of the book and I explained the plot of the movie?
That would be
way too long of an episode. So usually she goes in by, like, chapters, and I jump in, and, like, that didn't happen in the movie.
Or it happened like this.
Yeah.
We did not figure out how to do it during Harry Potter. So we both were explaining.
We were both just too excited.
Yes.
And this happened in the book, and this happened, but this did not happen in the movie.
Yeah, so stick with us, guys. Make it through that
we
first
get
season.
Better.
We get way better.
Yeah, honestly, Wuthering Heights is when we
figured it out.
Realized, yeah, which is right after Harry Potter. So get through Harry Potter.
Harry Potter's a fun one anyways, because it's brand new girls doing a podcast. It's fun.
Yeah, we're giggly. We're funny.
We're fun. I think we're fun.
Okay.
I will say that when people come here, if they subscribe to our podcast, they're entered in a drawing. And at the end of this episode, we will pick the winner.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be sure to reach out and get you your fun movie book basket.
Yes.
You guys, this is such a cool cosplay party too.
That's why I'm kind of dressed up like Crowley, because that's the episode that we potentially will be filming today.
We hope
filming, so. Recording. What the hell?
So you guys, the booth right next to us.
His name is Aaron Ryan.
And he is an author. And he's already been awesome. And he says he has a book
that's getting turned into a Netflix series.
So we're gonna have him on
the podcast.
Yes.
We're gonna cover his story.
Yeah, how cool!
Because how
that?
Cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
And yeah, and then there's a bunch of other cool ones around here. Like someone just wrote a comic book. There's a really yummy food truck down there. There's
the hot dog truck that Allie was so excited about.
That is not the one that was at the kids' school. That's awkward. But this one looks really good too. And there's restaurants right across. Page Turner's right there. This has been awesome.
And it's Paige Turner's new location. And I haven't been able to go inside just yet, but I walked by and I looked at it and holy crap, it's huge.
I know.
I'm excited to check them out.
Yes, and they have lots of cool little art, like creations people can buy.
Yeah. There's a bunch of artists here. There's a bunch of authors. It's just, it's really cool.
It's been fun. I know, we haven't been able to walk around yet. I mean, we have been able to, but we have chosen not to for some reason.
I know, why were we? I think we literally just stopped and were ready to, like, be able to walk around a half hour ago.
I know.
So,
dude, Brie was so nervous this morning for no reason at all.
Oh, I was shitting bricks, for lack of a better term.
She was shaking and like
I was
texting
nervous.
Me like nervous we need heck. To go now and I'm like no we don't.
It's 3 hours before the event.
guys
we just saw someone walking by with our tote.
Yes, because you come here and you sign up for our newsletter and you get a free tote. Mm-hmm. And she's using it and she was super into which ones is she like
the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Shout out, hello, we hope you're listening.
We really enjoyed talking with you.
Yes,
that was awesome.
So nice. That's what we were saying. We should have been recording already, even before,
because we would have loved to have you.
Maybe she'll come back. Maybe we'll
hopefully
we'll snag her.
Yeah, we'll try.
Yes. All right, you guys, we are here with a guest of the Kent Nerd Party. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Neil Caput. I'm a teacher in the area. I also do my own web comics.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool.
What are your comics on?
I do a right now I'm doing a comic called The Imp and Her Knight, a monster post-apocalyptic fantasy romance.
Wow, that sounds
like
cool.
That. That's awesome.
And so they're all online?
Yes.
Okay, where can they find you at?
Impnight.thecomicseries.com.
Okay.
Awesome.
Sweet. Yes. And have you been enjoying the Nerd Party so far?
Oh, yeah. I've had a great time here. I'm glad I took the trip out from Bellevue.
Oh, wow.
That's
a
long trip, huh?
You know, we're just from Tacoma. Not even. Yeah. Federal
no,
Way.
It's pretty close.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But yeah, very cool. Is there anything else you'd like to?
I'm wondering, like, for the studies of books versus movies, have you done comics at all?
We're going to. We haven't touched them yet, but they're on our list. Like, I'm a huge Marvel person.
Nice.
I love DC. Yeah, so I'm excited to start covering them.
Yes, well, if you are looking for hot takes about the way Iron Man was adapted, I'm the first person. Yeah, I've been bringing some comic teaching into some of my substitute teaching, so.
Oh, cool.
That's
I'm
awesome.
A teacher, too. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wait,
I taught kindergarten and fourth grade, and then I had my kids, so I'm, like, on a break, but I'm planning on going back subbing soon. So,
Good. Yeah.
So you're sub right now?
I work at a place called Eastside Academics, a really wonderful private school for, like, students who need smaller class sizes.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
And so I do paraprofessional and substitute work across two campuses.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
And it's wonderful, and the school is great.
Good. Well, we need good teachers out there, so awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing what you do. Thank you
for being
much.
On the podcast.
Thank you. I'll be sure to listen and keep in touch.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Dylan, and this is my mom.
Hi, I'm Mom.
Hi.
Hello, Mom. How are you guys today?
I'm good. I was really excited. I was just fighting with the other kids down the street.
Oh, fun. You were doing the LARPing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
I was like, oh, no, real fight.
It was real fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Did you have a sword and a shield, or what
I
did you do?
I had a club.
A club?
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's fun.
So did you win?
I was always the first one to get out because the kid with the most OP weapon always came from me.
Of course. That's fun.
Yeah.
Well, is that the thing that you're most looking forward to here at the Nerd Party?
Or do you like walking around, seeing everything?
I really want to go back there, but I'm also really enjoying being here.
Good. That's awesome.
Yeah. Did you have any idea what to expect when we were coming to the Nerd Party?
Yeah.
No, I did not think I was going to be on a podcast.
Well, look at that.
What are your feelings about being weird and being a nerd?
Yeah.
Everything.
Awesome.
Everything.
Yeah. We love being
oh,
nerds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a
yeah.
hardcore nerd, and yep. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm a Mario nerd.
Oh, yeah, Mario's
yes,
the best.
My daughter loves Mario.
Yep. And there's your dad over there that kind of married into nerddom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. That's how it works.
Yep. It's what flavor of nerd would you say we are? Are we theater people?
I'm video game nerd.
There you
yeah.
go. That works.
Your mom's a theater person.
Nice.
Very good.
Yeah. Those are two great nerd, mm-hmm. nerddoms.
Yes. Nerd categories. But they all kind of come together. What's your favorite thing about, like, the thing that ties all the nerddom together?
Well, I think this ties all the nerddom together.
Oh, yeah.
I love that yes. answer. That is great. All right.
So you guys do books and movies
yeah.
together?
We yes. compare them. So
yeah.
Oh.
Do yeah. you have a favorite book that's been adapted into a movie?
I have a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think the only one of those that I like the movie better than the book
okay.
is... gotta be Bridget Jones's Diary.
Really? Oh, yes. That's on our list, and I love that. Oh, I'm excited.
Yes, we have not done that one yet. Okay, that's good all to right. know.
It's because I read the book, and I was like, meh, okay. And then yeah. I saw the movie, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. yeah. The movie is phenomenal. I love it. It's yes. one of my favorites. It's like, it's a very feel-good movie.
So you've seen the movie, but you haven't
oh,
read
yeah.
the book
yet. I haven't read the book. Okay. I'm excited to, but now I'm like,
it's there. It's, for the most part, in books, the story you tell in your head and the pictures you tell in your head, mm-hmm. just you can't touch that.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's some things with the story like Bridget Jones's Diary that just yeah. don't come across.
Oh, yeah, yeah I bet. Well. Absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
you know, apt humiliation, things like that.
Yeah, right. Right. exactly.
yes. yeah. What about you? Do you have a favorite book movie?
I wouldn't say so, but I do have a favorite book that I forgot the name of.
Okay.
Okay.
What happens in it?
I have a favorite book series, and it is The First Cat in Space.
Ooh, I haven't heard of that
I
one.
I haven't either.
I don't think there's a movie, but there's going to be a third one.
Okay.
Oh, that's exciting.
What grade are you in?
Fourth
grade. Okay, so it's like a fourth grade reading level. I have a going into second grade daughter right now, and I'm trying to find books she'll like.
It's... actually a graphic novel and it has over 100 pages.
All right.
That's
I might
awesome.
Have to find that one for her. I bet
it's
she'd love it.
It's a story about the first one is about a cat who goes to the moon trying to save it from being eaten by rats.
Oh, man. Cats are her favorite thing.
I love cats.
And
oh, you were talking about your kid, not me.
I was talking about Riley, my daughter.
I was like, thanks, Ellie. I do yes. need a new book.
I have no idea why, but the book is called First Cat in Space Eats Pizza, uh-huh. and the entire secret mission behind the storyline is to try to get the first cat in space to eat pizza, and throughout the entire book series, the first cat speaks and meows and goes by the name The First Cat in Space.
Awesome.
I love that. That's
all
awesome.
Right. I'm going to have to find it for her.
And somehow the characters in the book understand the meows.
So all he says is meow the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Still a really good book series.
Yes, I believe it. Well, thank you for the recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I mean, it might be made into a movie, but...
Maybe. Hey, they made, like, Diary of a Wimpy Kid into a movie and the Bad
yeah,
Guys into
the
a
bad
movie.
Bad Guys yeah. movie. Yeah.
They're actually making Dog Man into a musical.
Wait,
oh,
what?
Yeah, Dog Man the musical is on tour now.
What?
Whoa.
What?
Oh,
that's awesome.
My school's literal favorite is Dog Man.
Yeah.
Everyone, every time I go there, there's at least, I don't know, 5 books from the entire series.
yeah.
I've read the entire series.
One.
It is so good.
Anytime you go to like book fairs or something, you see a Dog Man book. Yep.
I'm mostly just looking for the third First Kent space book.
Okay, fair. That makes sense.
If you're looking for good books going into, going into second grade,
it's
the reading level is a little bit advanced, but if you want to sit down and read them together, Pippi Longstocking.
Oh, okay. Oh. Good to know. Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
It's going back, taking it old school, Wizard of Oz, Pippi Longstocking, all that stuff.
She's currently super into the Magic Treehouse books, so that's been fun.
I've heard of those, but I've heard of those and seen them, but I've never read them.
They're good. I bet you'd like them.
We've got the Secret Keepers, the Lost, the books about magic.
Ooh.
The Lost City. I haven't read it in a while, but it's the Lost City something.
That's a good one, too.
It's okay. Mom may have found your books laying around at Reads of a Night after you go to bed.
Yeah. That's the best.
All right, Dylan James, shall we?
Yep.
All right.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Hello. We're here with...
Laness Valana. Hello and salutations, everyone.
Hello.
This is not my first time being on the air or being on TV. So.
Oh. All right. Well, you want to tell us a little about that?
Well, I have done a lot of work within the trans and intersex community and also the homeless community, not only in Seattle, but in other parts of the country.
Very cool. That's amazing. That's needed work, I think.
Yes. Yep.
Especially that how things are going and how the homeless rate is rising here.
Yep.
And a lot of people are needing assistance. Mm-hmm. And our fun little government-funded systems are so strained that they can't help in the way that needs to be helped.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. I wish things were better, unfortunately.
It is. But luckily... we have individuals that do come out in the work and help. And it's actually pretty amazing when someone steps up. It's like, here's a ton of money so you can keep your shelter going. I'm like, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
So it comes and goes. It's like the stars in the night sky.
Yeah.
There's a lot of darkness, but there are glimmers of hope dotted here or there.
Good.
And they twinkle bright when they do.
Yes. What's your favorite part about the work that you do?
Oh, it's one-on-one talking with the people itself.
Oh, yeah.
Not only listening to their stories, but experiencing them emotionally.
Yeah.
And putting yourself in those shoes.
Oh. Yeah.
It's empathy. Everything breaks down to three things: empathy, intent, and just giving a damn.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I wish we all did that.
Yes.
Oh my God! Did I just mention three superpowers? No.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
we are a book to movie podcast, so do you have a favorite book or movie or adaptation that you've...
Now, I have read a lot of books in my time.
Mm-hmm.
I actually love the Oz series.
Yes.
Oh, yes, of course.
All 18 books.
Wow. I didn't even know there were 18 books.
I didn't either.
Well, if you count the books that Baum wrote, and then Baum's wife wrote.
Oh!
And it's interesting how you start learning some different things. Like, so I don't spoil anything, but just enough in the very first chapter of the Oz books, like we were mentioning before.
Yes.
And the movies, Dorothy comes down in the house, flattens the witch, and then Glinda comes. But in the books, a sweet, kind, elderly lady... who's also a witch of the north, name is Lacosta Tattypoo, shows up. And she is just the most lovable character in the book, I find. Then she takes her hat off, and it magically transforms into a chalkboard. She writes up the whole thing that Dorothy has to do, and then sends her on her way. Why didn't they do that?
Yeah.
I know. How fun would that have been?
Also, the fun thing is, in most of the adaptations, like in the Return to Oz movie that Disney did that was quite dark.
Well, yeah.
It is completely, it's a little bit different in the book.
Really?
Because of the whole incident when stuff happens and then it is revealed, oh, this is where Ozma is. And then you start learning that Ozma is actually one of the first trans characters fiction in some aspects.
Wow!
And she's the Queen of Oz. And she stays that way, and she's a prominent part of the story until then.
Wow. Cool. I didn't know that.
Oh, that's exciting.
And actually, she kind of becomes the main character in two of the books.
Really?
Wow. Oh, well, I'm excited to read these books then.
I know. That's so cool. Yeah. I wish... Wow, the movies don't
do it justice at all, it sounds like.
Well, great.
I said, don't trust Glinda.
I'm embarrassed now. I was Glinda when I was, like, I think second grade for Halloween one year. And now I'm like,
now you're like that was
what was
witch,
I doing?
Oh, nothing. She's just the master manipulator. Don't mind her. After all, she's under a curse with the rest of the witches that they're not allowed to harm each other through means that are in Oz, so that's why they have to manipulate outside people to do things.
Mind blown.
And have Dorothy's house fall on people.
Well, it was convenient.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
No, wonderful.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me, and I wish you audience well.
Thank you. Thank
words
you.
Of wisdom.
Thanks. Yeah.
Another day, another destiny, right?
Right. Yes. Exactly.
All right. Hello.
Hi.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Statler Harfold. I live in Kent, Washington. I'm 14 years old.
Perfect. Awesome. Are you enjoying the nerd party?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been fun. This is our first time here.
Nice.
So it's been fun.
What has been your favorite part of the nerd party?
I've really enjoyed seeing what everyone's made, and also I've also enjoyed introducing people to my dad's convention at Trek
Perfect.
Fest.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to plug it right now, go for it.
My dad's convention, Sidefest, it's happening August 3rd. We have a special guest, Sue Blue, actress for RC. So if you like Transformers, you can find it.
That's so cool.
That's
and
awesome.
And where is it located?
Kent Commons.
Okay, perfect.
August 3rd.
How August 3rd.
Cool. All right.
That's awesome. And so because we are a book and movie comparison, what has been your favorite adaptation?
I definitely loved the Percy Jackson stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Lord of the Rings. I haven't read Lord of the Rings, but I have read The Hobbit.
Yes, The Hobbit's
a good
book.
And I loved the Hobbit movies.
Good.
Especially
awesome.
The scene right at the beginning of Fellowship of the Ring. Wrong series. Unexpected Journey. That's what's
yes.
called.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
With the dwarves coming into Bag End. Yep. Hilarious.
Yep, that was a good one. All their song.
Yeah, yes. I do
so
love their
cool
song.
Bag and-
I actually, after I saw that movie, I downloaded it, like, onto my phone so I could listen to it because I was like, yeah, I like this.
I actually have the Blunt Knives on my playlist.
Oh, nice.
So,
love it.
Why not?
Awesome.
It's so catchy.
So
that's
you like
Bilbo Baggins hates.
Exactly. So you like Percy Jackson. Do you like have you read the book and watched the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I have almost every book. I have every, like, storybook by Rick Riordan.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm also hoping to get some of the guidebooks at some point soon for like the various series, Magnus Chase, Percy Jackson, Trials of Apollo, all that stuff.
Yeah. What's been your favorite series of his?
Oh, that's a tough one. I really found Trials of Apollo really funny.
Really?
So,
okay.
Trials of Apollo is up there for me.
Good, awesome. So how do you think the movies did compared to the books?
I liked the movies. They took some creative liberties, like putting Kronos in the second movie rather than
yes.
the fifth movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they went a bit off script with the
Yes.
I couldn't resist.
Yeah, thank you. Perfect.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But I really liked them. I liked the TV show even more, though. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it yet. It's on my list.
I've
watched a few episodes.
Okay.
I've enjoyed it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Of course.
Yes. And thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
Feel free to subscribe.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Enjoy Kent Nerd Party, guys.
Yeah, I will.
Hello.
Yes. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I am John.
Hi.
Hello, John.
And I'm Marianne.
Hi. Hello, Marianne. Welcome to our podcast.
Yes.
So,
nice to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, what has been your favorite part about the Nerd Party?
I did not know all this, like, I did not know there was, like, a whole community of, like, cosplayers and like all this like extravagant like dressing up, and like I'm super excited to see that, you know, when like the event goes down.
Yeah.
And then there's like a Lego, there's like all this like, yeah, like a whole like culture I've never like seen before, which has been like super like eye-opening and interesting. So
yeah,
that's awesome.
I know, we were invited by Page Turners. They're like, you should come and do a booth. So we were like, oh, it's gonna be like books and, you know, stuff, yeah, like that. And then we're like, it's cosplay?
We're like, hold on. It's basically Lego.
It's like, it's so exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, since you're a volunteer, what's been your favorite part about that?
Honestly, I came for an entirely selfish reasons. I've been having trouble finding my tribe here in Kent.
Yeah.
And I know from experience that if I just go to something, yes, I just wander around sad, yeah, and alone.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So I knew that if I forced myself to volunteer, I would be forced to actually interact with people. And I have found,
yeah,
some new people. We've exchanged numbers. So, yeah, if you have no friends, if you're sad and alone in Kent or anywhere else, volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I came here and like within the first 5 minutes, like I literally met this girl who just was like just wandering around like aimless, just as aimless as me. And like we totally just like, we've just been walking around together since.
That's
and, like,
awesome.
Yeah, we all met up.
And, yeah, how cool.
Yeah, it's super easy to like meet people here and like find just like interesting, you know, people.
That's the thing I've noticed about like Comic-Con.
I was just
like
gonna say, nerds are the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Because,
oh my gosh, and like in the like in like the what, like I know when my mom was growing up, like nerd used to be used as like an insult,
right,
but now it's totally like the opposite.
Yeah, it's like
good
everybody
to be a nerd.
Like it's cool to
we
be
want
a nerd.
We want
to
be a nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's
very awesome.
I mean, the Lego exhibit is literally in the bodybuilders gym.
Wow.
That's amazing. I love that.
I still enjoyed it. I thought that there was like some there's some amazing ass, like, people put in so much effort.
Right.
Really?
So much effort.
Okay.
Like, it's crazy.
What's built
crazy
over there? Like,
you know, we haven't been able to go
there's,
yet.
There's, like, there's a Hogwarts. There's like, a little theme park. There's, like, these, like, little things with, like Disney figures, like, Kermit the Frog.
Oh, cute.
You know,
oh, pictures.
Oh, my God. Stitch.
Like Lilo and Stitch, like all this. Oh, and there's like this, like mega city, which was like skyscrapers and stuff, which was just like crazy to see. Like, oh my
gosh,
so not
course,
expecting that.
A model train going around
of
it.
Course.
Oh,
had to.
Really
feel
bold
like we're right
nerd
here.
Yes, exactly.
That's got to be one of the oldest, nerdiest communities.
Oh
the
yeah,
model
right
train.
Right.
Oh my god.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it's so cute.
Yeah, that's so good. Well, since we are a book to movie, do you have a favorite book to movie comparison?
Well, book to movie, I used to really like Harry Potter until mm-hmm I found out more about J.K. Rowling's recent
movie. Yes.
So I'd probably say, I actually like the Lord of the Rings series a whole lot.
Man, look at how we've not done Lord of the Rings and we go to the nerd party. What am I?
So I tried reading Lord of the Rings when I was younger, and I couldn't get through like the first three pages. I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? So I've stayed away from the books ever since. But I love the movies.
The start of the books are so like just drainingly slow, but once you get past like the first like chapter, it gets a lot better.
Okay.
It gets a lot better.
So the deal with Lord of the Rings is that J.R.R. Tolkien did not set out to create a readable novel. He was trying to create an old, like, historical saga that was quintessentially English.
Oh.
So he was basically trying to make the Kalevala, but instead of, you know, Finnish.
Okay.
Kalevala
okay
is Finnish. He was trying to make an English Kalevala.
Wow.
That's why he was so into all the languages and stuff.
That
and, yeah,
makes sense.
That's why to a modern reader it can come off like a little dry, and why is he giving us all this extra? And it's like, no, he was like a nerd on a different level.
Wow.
He was a history nerd.
Okay.
Now
that's
you know that,
know
it'll be...
It might help. I mean, it's probably going to still be a hard chapter to read.
Yeah, the one thing I would say is there are a lot of characters that, like, you need to... And that can kind of make a... That'd be, like... It's pretty much like reading, like, Harry Potter, except there's a lot more characters that are,
right,
like, you know,
do
like,
you
intertwined.
Follow, like, the different characters, like...
I mean, I try my best. It's a lot easier. It's a lot easier in the movies.
Okay.
Yeah. I watch movies every Christmas, so I'm
It's a yearly routine in my family, too. Yep. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we're all into that shit. So.
Yeah, so I've always... No, you can swear it. Don't worry. She's
I cuss like a sailor on this podcast.
Awesome.
So, but yeah. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Wait, can I talk about my favorite?
Oh, duh. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
you just talked about Christmas. For every Christmas, I watch The Hogfather.
Oh, I know.
What's that?
Okay, do you know Terry Pratchett?
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
So, Discworld has its own Christmas, and it's called Hogmas.
Oh.
And instead of Santa, it's like a pig-based solar deity.
Oh.
But it's like... It gets really goth.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it has Death's granddaughter in it as the protagonist.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
awesome.
Yeah, so that is my... And Sir Terry had an actual hand in it, which is why I think that, you know, Neil Gaiman's Good Omens...
Yeah.
...like, came together so well, mm-hmm. and why a lot of Terry Pratchett's stuff came together so well.
Yeah.
Because... They actually let the authors come and,
yes,
you know, get their fingers deep into it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's definitely.
Oh, my gosh. Because that barely happens.
The adaptation was so good. I have trouble actually reading the book because it just feels like playing the movie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We're going to add it to our list.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
Christmas one. So perfect. We always look for a
Yeah, we try to find holiday-themed ones to go.
Well, Hogfather is
very, very interesting Christmas movie.
Yeah.
I will say that.
I showed you it.
Yeah. I've seen it. It was a good one.
It's wild.
It's very interesting.
Okay.
Awesome.
We're up for interesting.
Yeah.
So.
We're here for it.
Well, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
It was nice to meet you too.
Bye. Yep.
You
ready? Sit there and talk to the mic.
I'm just going to say like a couple words.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Don't bend that book because that.
That's a no-no nerd culture.
Well, welcome to our podcast. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Welcome to our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having a good time at the nerd party?
Yeah.
What's been your favorite part so far?
Probably just because I get to do a broadcast.
Woo-hoo! We'll take it.
So when you came to the nerd party, is this what you were expecting?
No.
No?
I was expecting like not as many books.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was gonna be like snacks. But there's only one thing that I've seen so far that's stacking glue, but I thought there was gonna be like more stickers too.
Yeah.
And
we've
like
been to four booths. But... Got time.
Yes. I know they were just doing BMX bikes over there.
Mm-hmm.
I also
know that they're LARPing over there, and so you can get like a weapon. Yeah.
Play fight over there. Yeah.
Uncle Bill.
Yeah.
We have a video from him at a Renaissance Fair.
Fun.
Colorado this year where he got to fight a knight.
That's cool. Very cool.
That's awesome.
Well, since we compare books to their movies, do you have a favorite book to movie
adaptation?
Thank you.
I got one that's coming up.
Okay.
What is
it? Dogman.
Oh, we just found out about this adaptation.
I didn't know it was going to be one. That's so exciting.
Yeah, and I'm really excited because at my school, the afternoon school part, called Cougar Club. Uh-huh. There's the new book there, so I read it yesterday, and it was really cool.
Cool.
That's awesome.
What grade are you in?
Third
grade. Okay, my daughter's going into second grade, so I'm trying to find lots of books. She likes the Dog Man books, so they're good. Have you read all of them?
Yeah, about.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, aren't there?
I've almost read all of the Cat Ninja books.
Okay.
Just the new one I got read.
Oh,
that's exciting. Awesome.
What about the Diary of the Wimpy Kid versus the book versus the movie?
Yeah.
If I'm going to say probably the movie, because it shows color.
Yeah, that's fair. You know, gotta have some color sometimes.
I do like that.
Yes. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Do you want to say anything else?
I'm a nerd.
Yeah, nerds. Awesome.
All right, guys. Fan favorite coming back. You want to introduce yourself?
I don't know about fan favorite. Okay.
Oh, you are. Everyone loves your episodes.
Oh, that's really good to hear.
Mm-hmm. So, what has been your favorite part about the Kent Nerd Party?
The comics.
Yeah, you went to Page Turner Books and you got some comics.
Oh,
one moment.
Yeah, I spent over an hour and a
half. Hi, how are you?
So, the comics have been your favorite part?
Yeah, comics definitely.
Not promoting your girlfriend?
What?
I said not promoting your girlfriend. Anyways, so the comics have been your favorite part?
No. It's been my second favorite part. My favorite part has been the pad thai.
The pad thai was really good. So, are you looking forward to anything at the nerd party? Are you going to go look around here soon?
Oh, I've looked around already.
Oh, you have at all of the booths?
You've wandered?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi. I had no idea.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
I wandered around as soon as I left the comic store, bookstore.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. Page Turner's, that's one of our, that's our buddy. Mm-hmm. Allie's eaten.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
The person at the register in there is dressed as Poison Ivy.
Yeah, that's Kayla. Mm-hmm. She's the assistant manager of the store, and she's who basically got us this.
She told us.
So thank you, Kayla.
Yeah.
What am I looking forward to?
Yeah, sorry.
I'm looking forward to the ice cream later.
Yeah. I told John that after this. Well, I told John and Allie that after this. Because, guys, we're right next to my favorite movie theater. And the movie theater is right next to Cold Stone. So we're going to get Cold Stone after this.
Yeah, I was super bummed recently. They have the Gentlemanly Warfare movie whatever.
Yeah.
Out of theaters now. I really wanted to see that.
Yeah, that was a big bummer. Is there anything else you would like to say on this episode, John?
It's been cool seeing you guys out here and having all the people interact with the booth.
Yeah.
I really hope that it sparks a lot of interest. Look at the cosplays.
I know. So cool.
No, we had someone that pulled up that saw our logo, and he said, oh, I've seen this podcast around on the socials.
I wasn't here for that.
You weren't. You were, like, in the bathroom or somewhere.
I was in talking to this dude.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I was like, really? I was so excited.
I wonder if it's Paige Turner's socials.
I don't know. But he said he saw us around.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me be on the podcast. It's nice to be back, and I look forward to being on it when we do The Magicians.
Woohoo!
John is so excited.
My favorite thing of all time.
Yeah, we've started it. Allie and I both have.
Because it's 5 seasons and 3 books.
And now I swear anytime all 3 of us are together, John will drop into like in fillery and it, like, wait for us like in fillery.
No, I don't say that, but I do say every time one of you is like, oh, something something, because you guys are watching. So I've done both the book and the movie. And you are watching the show.
Who's you?
Allie's watching the show, and Bree, you're reading the book. And so when you guys start talking about the most recent thing while you're in the same room together.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't want to spoil anything that might be different.
You said, right?
No, I never said anything. I'm trying not to say anything.
No, but you said, like, the 3 books are kind of intertwined throughout the show. It's not like season 1.
Because when I asked
if I said that, I don't recall saying that, but I don't want to say that.
I was going to say.
I don't want to, like.
He never. I just asked him how we needed to split it up, and he went, you can't really split it up.
Oh.
So then I took it as
actually, I do kind of recall maybe vaguely, like, really early on when Bree was talking to me. mm-hmm. about it. She was like, can we do like one book, one episode, one book, one episode? And then that's when I kind of said no.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah. it is probably not structured the same. Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
Yeah.
I think that.
Oh, I haven't fully been able to explain to you, so I'll explain to you and our listeners. The Magicians were splitting into two parts, so we're going to do a part one and a part two. And we're going to release episode part one on a Monday and episode part two on a Wednesday.
Unless we are able to do it all in one, but we don't want a super crazy long episode.
Yeah.
That would be for sure over an hour.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Easily over.
That's why we're doing the part one and part two.
Would it be over 2 hours?
I think you might even be over three.
Yeah, okay, that's why we're going to split it into two.
Because, I mean, if you think about, like, an hour per book.
Never.
There's a lot in a book.
There's a lot in each book.
Hard to take notes for, is what you're telling me?
For you, yes.
Great. Cool. All right, well, stay tuned, season 5.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. For John.
Allie's like, oh, deuces.
Bye. See you later. Are you still recording? Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, see you later, guys.
Bye.
We didn't just get here, but we saw this, so.
Okay. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Yes.
Awesome.
So, would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, I'm Jeanette, and that over there.
Nope.
You said nope is my boyfriend Andrew, who's like, I'm not going to talk on there.
That is fair. That's fair.
Wait, I need the moral support.
Drop me off for a few minutes. I'll find you. Need a boyfriend daycare here.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. Yeah. Mine's gone.
See, he's a cow.
Escape.
Yeah. Yeah. See that.
He's here, but where he went, I don't know.
It's fine.
So you said you just got here.
We just got here, yes.
Is there a reason you wanted to come?
I mean, who doesn't want to go to a nerd party?
Hell yeah.
Exactly.
I saw it. I'm like, oh, I reminded myself it was today. And then I saw it on my notifications. I was like, oh, no, I'm working.
Oh.
So I was working till 5. So I grabbed him after work, came down here, raced down here. Well, not sped or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, followed all the laws to get here.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's great so far. There's a lot of booths here, and
yeah,
they've got really nice stuff. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't been able to go and, like, look around as much as we wanted
my
to.
Tag team and go.
You might need to do that.
Yeah.
You do need to do it because, like, it's getting later.
Exactly.
Like, I know we're like, 7 or something.
Right. Oh, no. Yeah.
So, okay, so since we compare books to their movies,
sure.
Do you have a favorite adaptation or a least favorite?
Yeah. Let's see. I know Stephen King does a lot of books,
yeah.
And mm-hmm. a lot of them have been turned into movies. I mean, you can kind of just pick one of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think probably The Langoliers was kind of a weird one.
Okay.
That was a book originally.
I haven't read that
Mm-mm.
book.
Mm-mm.
I've seen the movie, but I saw the movie forever ago, so mm-hmm. I don't super
the Shining?
Remember it.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do that one.
There we go.
There you
That's
go.
That's my favorite Stephen King book.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
That movie is something else.
It was something else. I mean, if you think about back in the day when they like put that on there, everyone's like, oh my gosh, this is like nothing I've ever seen before.
Yes.
It's so scary.
Yes.
But then you watch it now, you're like, was I scared of that?
I know.
You
know? Exactly. That's what we said. We're like, what is happening?
It's because your parents let you watch it when you're a child, and
right.
Everything's scary when you're a kid. And then
yeah,
when you're an
exactly.
adult, you're like, I was scared of this.
Yes. Why was I afraid of that?
Except for this one, he wasn't afraid of any horror movies when he was growing up.
Yeah,
he grew up on them. He's like,
I know, I grew up on them too. I love scary movies, so I just like, they're a piece of cake to me now.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, okay, with that thought, so the sequel, Dr. Sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
yes,
the sequel. That one was interesting.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say I didn't really care for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was more of just straight The Shining.
Yeah.
You know, it was something different for its time. And I felt that the other one was more, it was modernized, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It just didn't have the same feeling. It didn't have the same eeriness that
okay.
the old hotel did.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
it was the era. Maybe because I was thinking it was a haunt from a earlier type
uh-huh.
of feel, an
yeah,
earlier
yeah.
type of presence
yeah.
versus, you know, what happened. I mean, it grew up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
a fair point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very cool. And
yeah.
so did you read both The Shining and watch it, and then Dr. Sleep and
unfortunately, no, no, I'm not much of a reader, I am a movie watcher. So I will say I've watched a lot of movies, and I've been turned on to a lot of the horror movies now, just because, you know, I'm dating a horror, like,
got it.
Fan. Good job. Such a fan, and he's gotten me into all the old ones that were the goodies, Killer Clowns. He just got the game out, so he's obviously been kept busy.
Awesome.
Nice. Yes. Okay, well, I will definitely take this. Yeah, and it's nice meeting
you. Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Right.
I know. We should have. Bye.
Graydon, scooch a little closer talking to the mic.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Go ahead.
I'm Victoria.
I'm Phil.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Allie.
Father, daughter. Hi, Allie.
Oh. I'm Bree.
Hi, Bree.
Hi.
Hi.
So, what brought you to the nerd party today?
We're friends with Ange. She does Retro Emporium. She started that show or that store.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I think she's been a lot of the driving force behind the whole thing here. So
cool.
I used to go here with my friend, but they moved away recently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you're stuck with your dad.
Oh, darn. That's worse.
Father, so this is my first time actually being here. Usually I just drop them off and pick them up.
Well, what are your
thoughts? I get to go this time. I'm impressed. It looks like maybe it's grown a little bit since I've dropped you off in the past.
So,
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think it has.
This is our first time here. So
Really?
We recorded an episode in Page Turner Books at their old location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were like, we do this thing, you should be a part of it. And we just kind of like, we didn't expect to get the booth like this. We were like, we'll come experience it. And then this happened. And we were like,
better. This is fun.
Yeah. And I have not been into their new location yet. I'm looking forward to going there and seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's maybe a few more square feet than the old location.
Yeah. It's massive. It's when I was in there, they had like, there's a back little room area where people were playing like card games and stuff.
Oh, cool.
I was like, what?
I know, I gotta go in still.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay.
Awesome.
So what do you think? What's your favorite part so far?
Not sure, actually.
Not sure.
It's all
there's
great.
A lot, huh?
Yeah.
So this is just walking around, hanging out with a friend.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
And so
it's like Halloween. It's like the one of the only times I will willingly walk around this much.
Yes.
Yeah. Too bad we're not giving our books.
I know. Yeah.
I was out for like hours.
Yeah.
My feet didn't hurt. I was just having fun with my friend and their sibling. Ings getting candy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, answer my own question. I think my favorite part so far is just watching the people. There, I've seen a lot of the kids and some of the adults doing the cosplay thing. That,
yes,
I'm like,
it's
oh,
been cool.
I should have brought a costume.
Yeah,
maybe next year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this was just you're dipping your toe in the water.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
So since we're a book to movie podcast, we have to ask: do you have a favorite book movie adaptation?
Well, the one I put on your list is Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Nice. That's a good one.
The sequels were kind of disappointing, but the first movie was really good.
Okay, awesome. I like the movie. I haven't read the book. I read the book a long time ago.
I've never read them, so I'm excited to do that
I'm actually going through and reading the whole series again. That's what made me think
of
it.
Right now, I wouldn't say it's book to movie, because everyone seems to hate the movies, but I'm going to say Percy Jackson. The new series is really good.
Yes. That was one that a lot have brought up today. We just did that book series.
Ooh.
And so what were your thoughts on the movie?
When I first watched it, I liked it, but back then I had just been introduced to the series and it was for school. I really liked both, and at the time I did like the movie eat better, but that's just because I was a kid that liked all the special effects.
Right.
Yeah. That's
fair.
That
makes sense. So, but do you like the book better now?
Yes, and I'm really liking the show.
Oh, good. Okay. I haven't watched the show yet, so it's real good.
All right.
Yes, it's really, really good.
That's awesome. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we still have two more stores to visit, so we're It was very nice meeting you guys.
Yes,
and I'm looking forward to listening to your podcast.
Yes, awesome.
Nice meeting you.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Awesome. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Tim Lennon, or T.H. Lennon. I'm the author of Fog and Fireflies, and I am here at Kent Nerd Party, happy to be just behind the off-script booth.
Oh, well, thank you. I actually saw, like, it's funny, I think obviously Facebook has their algorithm, and they knew I was coming here, and they started popping your stuff up on my feed, like, left and right. I was like, what? So then I saw you right behind us. I was like, oh, it knew.
Yeah, exactly. It's a future think. It's got everything planned out like Minority Report. So.
Exactly. Well, is this your first year at the Nerd Party?
It is. It's my first time coming up here. I'm from Portland, and I've been doing a little bit of a book tour around, and we saw this being advertised. I can't remember where, and we're like, that seems really rad. So decided to sign up and come out.
That's awesome. What has been your favorite part of this?
There's a lot of things that are really great. It's fun sitting in the author row and talking with everybody else about their books and the things they're publishing. It's super cool seeing people walking around in their costumes. And since it's June 1st, there's like the combination of cosplay costumes and also just like pride gear. It's really cool. Yes. It's really rad.
It's been awesome.
People are on point.
Yes, they are.
I know. Your cosplay is amazing.
I know.
Thank you very much.
I know. We're going to need a picture. I'm out of the loop. What are you cosplayed as?
Well, since I'm promoting my book, this is a character from Fog and Fireflies.
Oh,
so
cool!
For the people who can't obviously see what we're talking about, he is a mostly human owl-faced character who travels through the fog in this world of my book and tries to make old forgotten things safe. And he carries around stories about these things, myths that are designed to warn people away from these sort of magical minefields left behind in the fog. And so, so he's the
really
owl-headed caravaner named Nod.
That's so cool.
That's awesome. I bet that's really cool to be like, this is my character that I now am dressing up as.
I could not resist.
Yeah.
I was like, it's probably a faux pas, but I've got to do it. So.
You got to do it.
Perfect. I love it.
Dang, the wind is not our friend right now.
Yeah, we're getting a little hurricane conditions to close us out here.
Love it. So we are a book to movie podcast. So
yes.
Do you have a favorite adaptation or a least favorite?
So we were talking a little bit before I was on the cast, it turned out the one I brought up was the Howl's Moving Castle example, which I believe you're working on.
Yes, we are.
I'm super excited to hear that, because one of the things that I love about it is Howl's Moving Castle has such a Studio Ghibli stamp on it and a very Hayao Miyazaki stamp. So it feels very much, doesn't feel like an adaptation. It feels like an original version of that story. That took inspiration from Diana Wynne Jones and her book. And I really love her book, too, but it's a totally different feel.
Yeah.
And I happen to like the film more, which I think is pretty rare in these conversations.
Absolutely.
I still love the book, but they're like, they don't feel like the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, and ironically, Studio Ghibli has also done a bad adaptation. Their Earthsea, Ursula Le Guin's Earthsea series.
Really?
They did a version of Earthsea, and it was Hayao Miyazaki's son, Goro, was the director. And it was not so good. It was a little bit of a miss. And kind of, I'm not sure what the difference was, but I feel like the difference was with Howl, they really tried to make it their own. And with Earthsea, it was sort of a pastiche of themes from the book, and it felt like a montage instead of like an original story.
So I'll have to add that one to our list.
Comparison.
Yeah,
same studio, two different adaptations.
That's cool.
That's so cool. I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, awesome.
Awesome. Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, but it's awesome to be here. Thank you for having me on the little cast. It was cool to meet you both.
Where can people find you?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So you can find all of my writing at aspenthornpress.com or at TH Lennon on pretty much every social media source.
Awesome.
So.
Perfect.
Great.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Of course.
Because you're books and movies.
Yes, we are.
Well, I write books.
Awesome. Surprising.
Yes. And what is your name?
My name is Edward Brown. I go by author E.S. Brown.
Okay, awesome. What type of books do you write?
sci-fi, fantasy type.
Awesome.
So
the best type.
Yeah, right? can I talk?
Absolutely. Tell us all about it.
So I've been writing for 14 years and published for 10 years. I have four books out. Actually, five. Because the fifth book was released today.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So, but they didn't show up in time for the event.
Oh, but they're out on Amazon.
Whatnot,
okay, works.
Whatever. But yeah, so I've written a few. I have a few different series. I've got a series called Star Phoenix, which is a sci-fi political thriller, a bit of an allegory on the conspiracy theory surrounding 9/11, put into a galactic context. So you've got galactic governments creating false flag events to go to war over the galaxy. Energy reserves.
Oh, wow.
But then there's the fantasy elements, so they're fighting with swords of fire and swords of ice, and there's a cybernetic ninja running around causing trouble that they're trying to figure out.
Oh, that's so fun.
That's so cool.
That sounds like a good book.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So there's that, and then there's another series called Vampocalypse. And that is a post-apocalyptic vampire tale. Go figure.
Yes. Shock.
Right? As if you couldn't tell. The world's governments create a particle that turns billions of people into vampires in a matter of hours. And they follow that up by releasing nuclear warheads around the globe to purposely create a nuclear winter that blocks out the sunlight that allows the vampires to thrive day or night. And you have pockets of humans navigating that to survive. And that's the book. The sequel came out today that I don't have.
Oh, man, that one sounds right up my alley. I love
big
vampires.
Twilight man over here.
It is very anti-Twilight.
I was going to say, why are you...
You have so much anti-vampires.
That's not the book you say.
I just read Twilight for the first time.
That's true. No, you say, like, Interview with a Vampire.
I tried reading Twilight.
Mm-hmm.
I love the movies. Yeah. I do. Yeah. But I can only get about halfway through the book.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Understandable.
Not everybody's cup of tea. Right? It came out when I was in high school, and I was like, no. I was not the high school girl in love with vampires. So. Yeah.
I was.
Yes.
But my name's Edward, so I was always Team Edward.
Just
by default.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, definitely. But no, yours sound awesome. That sounds so good.
And then I have one other series.
Yes.
It's called Codename Scarlet, and she's basically a female James Bond type, but she's fighting an international ring of Gorgons, Medusa-type creatures who are looking to take over the world.
That sounds fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so those are my books that I have out.
That's so cool.
How do you come up with these ideas?
By watching movies.
That's so cool.
You know, they're just stories that I would love to see movies of.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm just in my little niche in Puyallup, Washington, and releasing books. And
that's awesome. So you're local?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Awesome. Well, yeah, if you know they ever get made into.
Yeah, we're your girls.
Oh, I know, right?
Hey! We've had an author on already and a screenplay writer on already.
Nice. Yeah.
And so, so we'll be sure if we ever.
Yeah. Heck, I'm the bookworm of the two of us, and so I like to read for fun on the side, too. And so I'm going to start doing just random book reviews, too. So
nice.
There you go. So you might have... Yeah.
Awesome.
Definitely. Yeah, that would be cool.
Well, excellent. And then how's the podcast going?
It's been fun.
Yeah. I love doing it. It's so fun. And, like, we started out, and we were like, we're just going to have, like, our friends and family following us. And then it's something that people actually want to listen to, which is crazy.
I mean, I don't know if I'd say blowing up. It's blowing up for what
for
we
us.
Expected.
Yeah, we're like,
we're not a like million viewer podcast, it's been fun. And so it's like, I'm a mom. So this is my not mom time. This is my me time. And it's been really nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a dad.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm still a dad, but they're grown and gone.
Oh, yes. You're always a dad.
I'm still a dad. But, yeah, I mean, I definitely write more often now than when
they were little.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I've been writing for 14 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Because most of that was taking care of the littles.
Right. You know? Yes. Yeah, I have a 4- and a 7-year-old, so I'm...
Oh, wow.
Very tired all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, it is.
Yes.
You know, and it never ends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But cool. That's awesome.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
One last thing. Where can our listeners find you?
Oh, of course. So my books are on Amazon.com, mm-hmm. Barnes & Noble, or BN.com. Nice.
Awesome.
And then I have an Etsy site, and it's all under author E.S. Brown.
Okay.
And so, I can sell, you know, direct copies through the Etsy site that are signed.
That's cool.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank
awesome.
You.
Well, thank you.
Yes, yeah, of thank course. You so thank much. You.
Actually, we didn't ask you.
Oh, yeah.
What is your favorite or least favorite movie book adaptation?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's probably to say a most favorite currently, just because it's so fresh, is Dune.
Oh, yeah.
Just because... I think they did a remarkable job, even though it's not exact.
Yeah.
You know, but that's okay, because no book or no movie is going to be exact.
Right.
It's very hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. But I think that's about as close as they could get, and still striking a balance to keep it to the masses.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, because it's about money.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's an industry, and, you know, folks get very possessive and gatekeepy about books turning into movies and whatnot, but they aren't the ones who have a vested interest in the financial side of it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So,
yeah.
That's a very good perspective on it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's... Oh, I could probably talk all day, and I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
You know, I mean, a lot of folks don't think about the movie industry as being business, but it's business.
Yeah, it is.
It's not entertainment. It's business, because if it's not making money, then the people who are making the movies don't care.
Right.
Exactly.
When it comes down to
exactly.
it.
Yeah.
And that being said, though, if they bought or if they took one of my books and bastardized it and turned it into something else, I don't even care. Yeah. I'd be so happy to have one of my books turned into
a movie. That's what we've known.
I'll sell out. Sorry. Yes. You know.
One of my least favorite adaptations, I love the Divergent series, and they butchered Allegiant.
Mm-hmm.
And so at Comic-Con, Veronica Roth was there, and I asked her, well, I didn't ask her, my boyfriend asked her at the panel, if how she felt about what they did.
Yeah.
And she literally, her answer was very, like, she was very careful about what she said, but she was basically like, any author will tell you, if they make a movie of your book, you're happy. Yeah. You don't care if it's shit. Like...
Like, right. You can have your feelings, but there's
exactly.
a your yeah. book is a movie, so
take that as a win.
Yes.
Absolutely. So. What's the alternative? They don't turn it into
exactly. And I mean, how many people now read
because
the
of
book?
The, yeah.
Exactly.
Because they saw the movie. So. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well,
so
great.
There's my answer to that.
Thank you
That's
so
awesome.
Much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, you guys. We've had so many awesome guests.
It's actually, we have had more than I expected.
Way more.
So,
and it's been so
cool.
fun. And we even got one for Good Omens.
Which was amazing.
Yes.
But you'll have to hear that.
Yeah, there's our
August 5th.
Yes. It's coming for you.
Yeah.
And, I've had fun.
It's been a blast, but we've got something very important that we need to do.
We want to do it 10 minutes before we're done?
Might as well.
Okay. If you haven't subscribed and gotten in our drawing yet, I guess...
In 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Your fault.
I guess you guys, this is coming out 2 days later, so I guess it's really too late for y'all.
Sorry, we're trying to do more live videos, and I have to title them before I can do it.
Oh, how interesting.
Let's see who won.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I'm not even recording it facing the right way.
Oh.
That
Hi,
was
wrong way.
Hi. My bad. I'm new to live, everyone.
Okay. We're going to do our drawing.
Yes. We've had quite a few people subscribe, actually. Thank you.
Yes. Here, I think we should take this
actually,
out.
Actually, take it out.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to interrupt.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Yes. All right. Well, welcome. To off script. Would you like to introduce yourself? Oh my gosh, you're
I know, you've got a puppy.
Yeah.
And we're...
I'm Ryland, but this is Eddie. He's always
Hello,
like
Ryland.
The star of the show.
Eddie's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're dog people here.
Yes.
Oh, sweet, yeah.
Yes. And so, how have you liked the Nerd Party?
I've loved it. I actually forgot it was today. I'm part of the, have you heard of the Lego?
Yes.
Thing happening there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with their group.
Okay, cool.
I forgot this was happening, so I forgot to like make its thing and bring it to that.
Shoot, yeah. But you usually go to like, do you go to the Comic-Con and everything that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and we have, it's called Sea Lug.
Yeah. Okay.
That's our group. But then we have BrickCon that happens.
Yes. I have. I want to go so bad.
Oh, you totally should.
Okay.
It's pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
I would like to say that I could, like, get you in.
Yeah,
but
right.
But I can only say that to so many people.
Fair.
But this is cool. I'm, like, comparing it to, there's an event called RadCon.
Okay.
That's in Eastern Washington.
Okay.
That's very similar, except it takes place in a hotel instead. And it's like they reserve the whole first floor and half the rooms are like reserved for shops and like people just do it up like their own little storefront in each hotel room.
Oh, cool.
And then,
that's awesome.
So cool. Yeah, and some of them are like, there was like a Star Trek bar. Yeah, like Romulan wine, like all this.
Amazing.
That's so cool.
Ale. I don't want to mispronounce or misquote Romulan. Right. I think it was Romulan ale, but
yeah,
that's awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
Amazing.
And I was trying to. You guys maybe could thrive there too.
I know.
You
know?
I was just thinking that. I was like, that sounds amazing.
I don't work for them or anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, I keep advocating.
That sounds fun.
Is this your first time at this
event? Yeah, it's our first time at any event.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you guys pretty new?
We're about 2.5 years.
Yeah, okay. 2.5 years.
Sweet.
And so we kind of like, it's funny because for cons and things like this, I kept trying to tell her, like, I was like, I think we should. But then we were like, but how does a podcast thrive at a con? Mm-hmm. Like, what do we do?
But you adapted it. Like, this idea seems really original.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been fun.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah. And so since we are a book to movie adaptation, do you have a favorite or a least favorite?
Yeah, one that made you mad or one that you're like, hands down favorite.
I feel like my problem is I don't do enough reading.
Yeah, fair. So,
and then maybe I'm sense. Not alone there.
Like, no, that was me. We came up with the idea and I was like, I'm all for it, but I've literally just read Harry Potter, so.
or like Hunger Games.
Yeah, we did that. I did read the Hunger Games too. And so it's like, those were my few books. And she's like, okay, well now I'm going to, you got to read a Stephen King book. And I'm like, okay. And like, here's Wuthering Heights. I'm like, all right. Yeah. And so it's like, but it's really, it's helped me. I guess I'm an audiobook reader. So I do the audiobooks.
The other day she told me, she was like, I am not a reader. And I was like, Allie, we've been doing this for almost like we've been working on the podcast for 4 years, meaning you've been reading books for 4 years straight. You're a reader now.
Well, I was like, oh, if audiobooks count, okay, sure. And so, but yeah, I was not a reader before doing this.
Yeah, I have a friend who's super into audiobooks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of getting put onto it.
Yeah.
So I got to start with something.
Yeah.
I was going to say that because you brought up Stephen King and I was like,
yeah,
I know it's like a staple,
yes,
but I was not introduced properly.
Oh, no.
Like, I just checked out a random book in sixth grade.
Oh.
And I was like, I was like maybe chapter 3 and I was like reading it and it was so, I don't even want to get into the subject matter, but it was like, as a sixth grader, I was like, I should not be allowed to be reading this right now. This
what
is
book
so
was
messed
it?
Up. I don't remember.
Oh, but Stephen King, every single one that we've read is,
I was
he
just
going into very graphic detail about the villain, and the villain was into people that weren't his age, I guess.
Well, we have not read that yet.
Yeah.
It was upsetting. I was like, I don't want to be hearing
you're
about
like,
this.
You're like, no, I'm not reading Stephen King.
Sixth grader. I know, even insane. Now, as an adult, and we're reading some, I'm like, oh my, Stephen King.
Yeah. I mean, I know
this?
That's the point.
Yeah.
Like, and it, if especially a book can like get a visceral reaction out of someone, that's a good thing. But
exactly.
Yeah.
If it's a negative reaction, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fair.
I think it just rubbed me wrong with him. But I know he's an amazing author. But
yes.
That's fair. That's her fair. Her introduction to him, I had to go with one that I knew wasn't going to scare her. I was like, okay, we need to like ease you into the Stephen King. Because I've read multiple of his books. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's creepy how something scary doesn't just necessarily have to be like horror scary.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that's kind of what introduced me to like this.
Yeah. One Stephen King, like it's not even a book, it's a short story. And it was like maybe 30 pages long. But it's this one about this guy who like gets into an accident or like he had a surgery and something like wrong, but not totally. and the doctors are like, he's dead, but he's actually not dead.
Yeah.
And his heart is just like slowed and he's there and he can hear the conversations happening and they're like, gotta get the like formaldehyde in him. And like,
he's alive. It's just creepy.
And so he's like, how do I tell them I'm alive? Like, I am here.
Oh, that's creepy.
And so, yeah, wow. I read that one and I was like, I'll take, because that one I read pretty young. Extra,
that's actually not that far off from reality, too.
Right?
It's creepy how often that happens in surgeries.
Yeah, exactly.
No, thank you.
So, yeah, he got a little too close to home for me, and I was like, okay, I'll take a break from reality. Oh, wow.
But anyway, yeah, so thank you so much for being
on
our episode. That was fun.
Sorry,
was fun.
We didn't compare any thingies, but
That's okay. That's all right. Fine. No worries. Yes, it was fun talking with you.
Well,
awesome.
You.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Thanks for squeezing me in.
Oh, yes, of course. Absolutely.
Feel free to take a bookmark.
Drawing. Hold on, let's do it on here, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Who's it going to be?
Let's see.
Lexi Simmons?
Yep.
No, I'm sorry. I think it's also Simons.
I think so, yes. Good reading. All right, well, we're going to shoot you a text. And if you're still here, we got your basket. Yeah. And if not, we'll figure out how to get it to you.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks
awesome.
For hanging out with us.
Bye.
Do we need to say bye?
Oh. Bye. All right, guys, we're getting kicked out of here. It's 7 o'clock. We've been here for 5 hours now. So it's time to go.
Shared because it needs to be a minute long.
Oh, well. All right, you guys. Well, that was fun.
It was a blast. We had a very good time.
Yes. So we're going to go tear down. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.